السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa and those listening to us over the receivers, if the moon is sighted on Saturday, then inshallah 10 days time we will be celebrating Eid. So this celebration of Eid we all are anticipating and waiting for, but that is the but that Maulana is talking about. But the lesson that we must take from that Eid and from that sacrifice, that is the important thing. Now, I am not giving any bayan now on Qurbani or the virtues of sacrifice, the 10 days of Zulhijjah are very Mubarak days. And this majlis being a majlis of Islah, so we should try to implement in our lives those actions and those deeds which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did during the Mubarak days. It does not mean that if something is mustahab or something is nafil or something is sunnat, then it should be left out. That was not the purpose of learning the terminology and the definitions. In the kitabs, when we get definitions of farz, wajib, mustahab, nafil, then those people who are ignorant, sometimes they are more practical because they are ignorant. They don't know what is farz, what is wajib, what is sunnat. So they do everything. They read the farz too, the nafil too, the sunnat too, and if somebody leaves out the last two rakats of nafil of the isha, then they will find it very objectionable. Why did he leave it out? Why? Because they think that 17 rakats is farz. Now, of course, that is not something that we say is commendable, that you should remain ignorant. Otherwise, just now again, you will say, Maulana said, they rather remain ignorant and do everything. So we should know what is farz, wajib, sunnat, nafil. Knowledge, without knowledge we cannot make amal, and we will not be able to keep everything in its proper perspective and proper place. We will go on to extremes. We will start criticizing over those things which are not to be criticized over, and we will try to emphasize those things which should not be emphasized so much. So to know what is farz, what is wajib, what is sunnat, it is important. But unfortunately what happens is that we learn these things not so that we may be able to know the proper place and position of these amals, but so that we leave out all that which is not farz and wajib. Now if that was the whole purpose of learning, then definitely it is something that should be avoided. And it is happening in every amal now. If you go for hajj, then they want to know, is this sunnat, it's wajib or farz? Now if you tell them that no, it's not necessary, it's not farz that you have to spend the nights at Mina, so then they say, you see, it's not farz, it's only a sunnat, na'uzubillah. So what's there if we go to the haram, we go to our hotels, and then we'll come, we'll stone the jamarat and we'll go back again. So looking for convenience. So in every amal now we are just looking for convenience. Yes, to make amal as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made, that certain things which he left out now and again, and we too leave it out now and again, but still considering it as an amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, then there is no harm. But just to make it a habit that everything that is sunnat or nafil, we must leave it out. So these 10 days also of Zilhijjah, which will set in inshallah, it is for ibadat. One fast of the 10 days, or each fast of the 10 days, the person gets the sawab of having kept the fast for one whole year. Now the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in, the awliya Ikram, they used to look forward to these things, that how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to reward, how He wants to give. And why does Allah ta'ala increase the reward so much? Because we are very negligent. In these days we'll say, it's not first to fast, why should we fast? You will notice all those amals which a person will find it a little difficult to make, although they are simple amals, but because there's no environment for that amal, the person finds it difficult to make. The sawab and reward also will be tremendous. Like 80 years ibadat sawab, or 80 years of nekis, to read Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin in nabiyil ummi wa alihi wa sallim taslima 80 times after the asar on a Jummah day, you remain after asar and read that 80 times, then why so much sawab? That 80 years minor sins are forgiven. Because it is difficult on our nafs. The businesses are open, the marketplaces are flooded with customers, and there's so much of activity. Now that person hasn't got that strength and that to remain there. He wants to make his namaz and go. So now when it comes like that, the sawab also is increased. So like that, these 10 days each fast, the reward is of having kept 1 year's nafil fast. And on the 9th of Zilhijjah, we call it the fast of Arafah, but it doesn't mean that exactly on the day that it is the Arafah of the Hujjaj. It is the 9th of Zilhijjah in your country, in your town, in your city, if we keep the fast, the nafil fast, or the sunnat fast. So then the person will get the reward of 1 year's, it will be compensate for 1 year's sins of the past year and 1 year ahead. 2 years sawab of fast, and then the nights of the 10 to stay awake in ibadat, the reward will be as equivalent to that of having stayed awake in Laylatul Qadr. So imagine these Mubarak days with so much of rewards, so much of virtues. Now if we have to spend them in negligence, if we have to spend them on the television screen, and shaitan too will bring all those programs just about that time when there will be time for ibadat. Either it will be Ramadan, or it will be the 10 days of Zilhijjah, or these part of the day, or these type of days and nights, that's the time you'll find World Cup football, World Cup cricket, World Cup this and World Cup that, so that you get completely negligent and you forget what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, to make you indulge in more sins in those Mubarak days and nights. So at least for those people who are attending these type of majlises, even if you cannot fast, we are not saying that you must fast, but if you keep one or two, what difference does it make? It's not going to really kill anybody. In fact, it will be good for our health also. We eat so much, but of course we mustn't keep fast with that niyat that we are going to improve our health. The fast must not be with that niyat. So let us at least make the niyat from now, that if Allah Ta'ala blesses us with life in these Mubarak days and nights, then if we don't fast, then at least we stay away from sins. Because the person who will stay away from sins, then it is like that person who has stayed awake for tahajjud salat. A person who cannot make tahajjud according to one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, for whatever reason, is weak or he cannot get up or whatever may be the reason. So if he stays away from sins, then he will be raised on the day of Qiyamah with those people who are making tahajjud. So we should not be negligent in these Mubarak days. That is one. And the other thing is that the Qurbanis will be made inshallah. But as I repeatedly say whenever these occasions come, that the real Qurbani which we have to make is 24 hours of our lives. That Qurbani will come once a year. But this placing of the knife over our evil desires and passions, this Qurbani is every day of our lives. Every day we have to cause the blood of those evil desires to flow. That knife must be so sharp that we must not wait to slice those evil desires. Must place it over those evil desires at the same time. And that blood which flows of the evil desires, when the person sacrifices those evil desires and allows that blood to flow, and that blood is not najas, it's not napak. No matter how beautiful an animal, if you have to make qurbani, but that blood is still napak. No kitab states that the blood of the qurbani animal is pak. Mulla kisi kitab mein hai aisa? No animal, no matter how beautiful that animal, is the blood pak. The blood will still be napak. But this blood of evil desires, when we sacrifice, then it converts to noor, noor of taqwa. The evil desire, the moment you put the knife over that, it converts to noor. That blood converts to noor. And it lights up that heart. And that is that example that Hazrat Maulana Aqeemuddin Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum repeatedly gives. That when does the sun rise? The sun rises after the horizon turns red. First you will see the horizon turning red, then after that you will see the disk of the sun coming out. And then it lights up the world. So until we don't turn our heart red with the blood of our desires, until then the suns of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala will not rise in those hearts. Wow. And there only one sun comes out. And here suns will come out from all sides of that heart. Wow. And such noor will be filled in that heart, that if only the kings knew of that noor, and then they will send armies to try and capture that. Like how they want to capture the oil wells of Iraq and of other places, because they find that it is worth its weight in gold. So like that, if they had only known this wealth or this oil of noor which flows in the hearts of the Ahlullah, then they would have probably done some research on that too, that how can we snatch that away from their hearts. So Allah Ta'ala gives it insight. So this sacrifice has to go on, the sacrifice of our evil desires. Until then we cannot get anywhere. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me, give you, and the ummah the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق اے خدا دے. تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب یہ ہے چہے سب میرے ارادے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. بہت دنوں رہ چکا نکما بس اب مجھے کام کا بنا دے. میں کب سے ہوں محو خواب غفلت بس اب جگا دے بس اب جگا دے. ہر دم کروں میں اے میرے باری اللہ 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 اللہ. جب سانس لوں میں ہو جائے جاری اللہ 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 اللہ. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. رہے طلب میں سوار سب ہیں پیادہ مثل غبار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. تیرے گلستان میں سب گل ہے بس ایک اگر ہوں تو خار میں ہوں. اللہ so many times you have heard now, that we should think of ourselves and not others. O Allah, everyone in your garden is a flower. Everyone is a flower. The only thorn in the garden is myself. Tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, bas ek agar hoon to khar mein hoon. Mujhe bhi kuch fikr aakhirat ho, bahut hi ghaflat shihar mein hoon. Raha mein bekar zindagi bhar, bas ab to mashghool-e-kaar mein hoon. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Jab saanson mein ho jaye jari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Tujhe to maloom hai ilahi, bahut hi ganda hai haal mera. Gunah mein aaluda ho raha hai, ruwa ruwa baal baal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Ye aakhri din hai zindagi ke, durust kar de maal mera. Teri mohabbat mein ab jiyun main, usi mein ho intiqal mera. Har dam karun main ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. Karam se tere ba'id kya hai, jo fazl mujh par bhi mere rab ho. teri madad ho meri ho koshish teri kashish ho meri talab ho badi mein guzri hai umr sari naseeb taufeeq nek ab ho rahun main mashghool zikr o taat bas yahi shughl roz o shab ho har dam karun main ae mere bari allah 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 Allahu 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 Allah La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah La ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث رحمتی کا نستغیث اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسینا او اخطعنا ربنا ولا تحمل علینا اصرا کما حملته علی الذین من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلاور اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ مائی کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ اللہ او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ یو ہیو بین سو کائنڈ او اللہ سو ٹالرنس سو کمپیشنٹ سو لونگ that in spite of all our sins you are giving us so much to eat, so much to drink, clothes to wear, travel, transport. Mere Allah, you are showering your bounties and your ne'mats. Mere Allah, if there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us by now. Ya Allah, our sins have become unlimited. But oh Allah, your bounties are still unlimited. Ey mere pyare khuda, we are turning towards you. We are extremely sinful servants. Oh Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. But we have heard, oh Allah, you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are extending our begging bowls before you. Oh my beloved Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Open the doors of your rahmat for us. Oh Allah, open the doors of your forgiveness for us. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, do not seize us on account of our sins and our evil deeds. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, the sins of our ears, the sins of our tongues, the sins of our hands and feet, the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, which day of ours goes past without indulging in excessive amount of sins? Mere pyare Allah, mere Rahim Allah, mere Kareem Allah, because of our sins, don't turn away your glance of rahmat and mercy from us. Ya Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness, if you have to turn away your glance of mercy, then by Allah, which other door is there for us that we can tap? Which other home is there in which we can go and beg? Oh Allah, who else is there for us that we can turn towards? There is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere Allah, teri nigah rahmat humse mat pher. Allah bless us all with long life. Bless us with good health. Oh Allah, we are spiritually sick and physically ill. اے اللہ میرے پیارے اللہ ہم بیمار ہیں اے اللہ ہمیں شفا عطا فرما اے اللہ ہمیں شفا عطا فرما یا اللہ شفا از ان یور ہینڈز او مائی بلوڈ اللہ وی کین ناٹ تھینک یو انف دیٹ ان اسپائٹ آف اور سنز او اللہ یو آر بلیسنگ اس وتھ سو مچ آف نعمت یا اللہ بلیس اس وتھ دی نعمت آف گڈ ہیلتھ یا اللہ وی نو دیٹ سم ٹائمز sickness and illness and poverty and other kinds of problems can be tests and trials, and they can be rahmat in a disguised form. But oh Allah, we are extremely weak. Ya Allah, even if it is a rahmat for us, then change it to the rahmat of good health. Ey mere pyare Allah, our mashayikh, our ulama-i haq, Allah, our brothers and sisters, our parents, whosoever may be sick and ill, our children, oh Allah, if they are sick and ailing, wherever they may be, at homes or in the hospitals, Allah, give them complete shifa. Ameen. Those who are amongst us, O Allah, give them complete shifa. Allah, hame shifa-e tamma kamila ata farma. Allah, hamari bimariyon ko sehat se badal de. Allah, those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq. Ya Allah, bless the entire ummah with plentiful of halal rizq. Ya Allah, why should we go towards haram? Oh Allah, your treasures of halal are unlimited. Ya Allah, bless us with your treasures of halal. Oh my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties that people are suffering. Allah, those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have got children, make their children obedient to you and to your Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to the parents. O Allah, use us and our children and our families for the service of your deen. Ey mere pyare khuda, ey mere rahim Allah, ey mere kareem Allah, ey mere maaf karne wale Allah, ey mere maaf karne wale Allah, puri ummat ki maghfirat kar de. Allah, the whole ummat is suffering. Allah, the ummat has become yateem. Allah, the ummat has become yateem. Allah, there's nobody to pass the hand of affection and love over the heads of the ummat anymore. Allah, the enemies are all getting together. Oh my beloved Allah, there's no one to assist and help besides you. Allah, tu raham farma, tu madad farma. Allah, musalmano ki nusrat farma, musalmano ki nusrat farma. Allah, farishto ke zariye se madad farma. Assist and help them with the malaika. Allah, as you helped them in the battle of Badr and Uhud and other places. Allah, give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. Bless them with Islam and Iman. But if they have become obstinate, they have become filled with pride and arrogance. Oh Allah, if they have become filled with pride and arrogance, then break their pride, oh my beloved Allah, as you broke the pride of Fir'aun. Ey mere pyare Allah, send your forces against them. Allah, send your forces against them. Allah, break their coalition. Allah, destroy their alliances. Allah, bring humiliation and disgrace and suffering upon them. Allah, if they have made up their minds that they will not accept Islam and they will create problems for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then oh my beloved Allah, if they are out to destroy the ummah, then oh Allah, you destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Allah, they can plan whatever they wish to plan, but oh Allah, you are the best of all planners. We know that it is because of our weakness and our sins and our faults and our commission of crime and evil that, oh Allah, your mother and your nusrat is being held back. But oh my beloved Allah, don't look at our sins. Mere Allah, don't look at our sins. Oh Allah, look at the tears of my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which flowed for this ummah. Look at the blood of my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which oozed for the sake of this ummah. Oh Allah, look at the sufferings of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he tolerated for the sake of the ummah. Allah, his companions, 70 of them become shaheed in the battle of Uhud. Allah, so much of the blood of the sahabas have oozed for the sake of this ummah. Allah, look at that and forgive us. Allah, send your nusrat and your help. Allah, cause the planes to crash. Allah, cause the planes to crash. Allah, cause the ships to sink. Oh my beloved Allah, create the conditions of chaos and disorder amongst the ranks. Ey mere pyare Allah, destroy their alliances and unity. Ey mere Allah, assist and help the Muslim Ummah. Allah, Ummat-e-Muslimah ko namazo ki tawfiq ata farma. Give tawfiq to the entire Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to pray 5 times a day, to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for Hajj if farz, and to fulfill the rights of the parents, of the children, of the neighbors. Oh my beloved Allah, give the hidayah to the entire Ummat to follow the Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, unite the hearts of children and parents. Unite the hearts of parents and children. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of family members. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, hum sabko nek bana de. Oh Allah, make us all pious. Oh Allah, put the taqwa into our hearts. Bless us with a life of zuhud and taqwa. Bless us with a life of qanaat. Bless us with your qurb and your marifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with your muhabbat. Allah, give us so much of your love, so much of your love. and so much of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it becomes extremely easy to do everything pleasing to you, and extremely easy to give up all those things displeasing to you. Allah, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, ek din marna hai aakhir maut hai, is dunya ko chhod kar jana hai. Ya Allah, don't let our hearts be attached to the material things of this world. Ya Allah, we can use the material things, but don't let our hearts be attached to it. Ay mere pyare Allah, when the time of our departure comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a gambling den, in adultery or fornication, in reading some filthy novel or magazine, or watching some filthy television program. Ay mere Allah, every day we are hearing of people suddenly leaving this world. Young people, O Allah, suddenly departing. Ay Allah, and in such places some of them are departing. That, oh my beloved Allah, what kind of embarrassment, shame and humiliation it brings upon the ummah. Oh my Allah, because of our sins, don't cause any embarrassment to my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. Ay Allah, hame maaf kar de. Allah, forgive us. Oh Allah, protect us from the azab of qabr, protect us from the azab of hashar, cause us to cross pole sirat like lightning, enter us into jannat without any reckoning, in the company of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh Allah, the hujjaj, some have already gone and others are proceeding. Ay mere Allah, bless each and every one of them with a maqbool and mabroor hajj. Allah, protect them there from all the fitnas. Allah, give them the tawfiq to do the maximum amount of good deeds. Make everything extremely easy for them. Ay mere pyare Allah, make everything extremely easy for them. Allah, all the duas which they make, they accept them. Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the duas that he made his entire life, and especially in Hajjatul Wida with his 124,000 companions. Ay Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, rukne yabani chu karke jo manga tha, Hatim ke andar namaze padh kar jo manga tha. Ay Allah, under the mizab rahmat, the duas that he made. Ay Allah, when he attached himself to the multazam, the duas that he made, the duas that he made behind Muqam Ibrahim, the du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam, the du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa, the du'as that he made in Mina, and especially in Arafat. How much my Nabi cried. Oh my Allah, for us, how much he cried, how much he teared. Allah, all the du'as that he made in Arafat for us, and the du'as that he made in Muzdalifah for us, and all the other muqamat and muqaddasa, bless us with that goodness that he asked for us, and protect us, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah from all the fitnas and corruption and mischief that he asked for protection from. Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Allah, with this sadqa tufail, accept our du'as. All the deeni work which is taking place, O Allah, accept it. Allah, jis line se bhi deeni kaam ho rahe, sab ko qubool farma. Sab kaam karne walo ko ikhlas ki taufiq se mala mal farma. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Ay Allah, protect the Mujahideen of Palestine, the Muslims of Palestine, the Muslims of Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Kashmir, and oh Allah, the evil intentions of the Americans and their allies to bombard Iraq. Oh my beloved Allah, protect that cradle of civilization. Oh my Allah, whatever their condition may be. Oh my beloved Allah, but they are being attacked because they are Muslims. Ay mere pyare Allah, tu unki hifazat farma. Allah, aur unko bhi hidayat naseeb farma. Bless them also with hidayat, O Allah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayr khalqihi sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina wa maulana muhammadin wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Make a lot of dua for my health also. I was supposed to be in the hospital today instead of here, but Allah Ta'ala, with your duas, gave me the himmat and the courage and the strength to be back here. But there will be no majlis on Monday. days of our lives are melting away like a block of ice, and we just don't know how many drops are left, how many seconds are left, or how many minutes are left, or how many days are left, or years are left. Only Allah Ta'ala knows. So let us prepare for the akhirat, make use of the ni'mats of this world, but don't become negligent in it.